At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast, premiering Wednesday, October 1st. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts.
Welcome to the Professionally Silly Podcast. I'm your Audible Boo Thang, Amber Smiles Jones, and this is a podcast where we discuss true crime, ghost stories, and interesting random shit that I find online. Hosted by me, the coolest solo podcaster you have ever come across. You're welcome. You're welcome. I'm just going ahead and welcoming you for the thank yous of the laughter and entertainment that you're about to receive. Okay, so, well, I guess, you know, I'm a little bit biased, but in my opinion, I'm pretty amazing. So who else is cremating in their homes currently? Because if you're like me and your home doesn't have central air, it's hot as fuck, okay? Summers are hot as fuck, you know? I have found a cheap way to stay cool, you know, dampen like a shirt or an item of clothing and put it in the freezer for a few minutes. And I'm telling you, it feels great. It feels amazing. And it will definitely keep you and your animals, if you have pets, keep you guys nice and cool. So that, you know, I just thought I'd selflessly save all your lives. You're welcome. Let's get back to the show. So I gotta tell you, man, I've had a shitty week. You know, TGIF, although the things that are going on with me at my day job, man, things are terrifying right now. So I'll fill you guys in more on that if I get any information, but let's just hope a girl still has her job. That's all she's saying. Woo. Okay. So anyway, last week we talked about the dark web and some of the creepy stories behind it. And let me tell you, it was an interesting episode. Now, researching it was scary as fuck. I won't lie. Every single camera on all of my devices are covered as fuck. Okay? No one will be watching me through my damn phone camera and then uploading it to the dark web for some creepy people to purchase and watch. No, ma'am, not I. It will not be me. Okay? So make sure if you guys are, you know, don't know what the fuck I'm talking about, cover your iPad cameras and your iPhone cameras and your laptop cameras, whatever you got with a camera, cover that bitch with a Band-Aid or a piece of tape or a sock or a condom, whatever you got handy, because apparently there are sites on the dark web where people hack into your computer and shit, and then they like watch your live feed when you have no idea. Like it's crazy. Woo. So I'm not saying it happens all the time or it's happening to you right now, but just cover up your camera. It ain't gonna hurt nobody. You okay? So because last week was dark and creepy, I thought I'd lighten things up a bit. This week we're gonna talk about Ouija board stories. Yeah, something light. We discussed this earlier this past January this year, and you guys seem to really enjoy that episode, according to my analytics, you know. So I thought, hey, I've been paying attention to which episodes that you guys like the most, and I'm trying my best to bring you the dopest Audible content on the face of the planet. Too much? I tend to get a little excited. Oh, by the way, remember the Randonautica episode we did a couple of weeks ago? Well, if you haven't heard that episode yet, trust me when I say you definitely need to hear it. because I decided to try it. I decided to try randonautic. I did. And I found some creepy ass shit, and it works, and I believe in it. So, I mean, until you do it yourself and you experience what I did, you're going to be like, oh shit. Because that's exactly how I was like. So make sure you guys check out my YouTube video when I went randonauting. It's on my channel called Professionally Silly, so make sure you guys go ahead and check that out. It went up this past Sunday, so enjoy that. Anywho, if you've heard any of my paranormal episodes, you already know I don't fuck with Ouija boards. I don't. It's not my thing, and it's terrifying as fuck. You just never know what kind of portals you could open up, you know. And I've been a paranormal investigator for years, and there are still things that I don't completely understand, you know. And the paranormal, it isn't a complete science, you know. God, that coffee is delicious as hell. It is not a complete science. So there are so many things that we don't know, you know, and that's just what it is, and it's probably always going to be like that. You know, we're talking about spirits, the unknown, the paranormal, okay? Now, I do know that fucking with Ouija boards can fuck you up, okay? It's not worth it, okay? Because sometimes when you mess with a Ouija board, one night, it could have been when you were a kid, it can still affect you as an adult. It's weird how that shit works. I do not like Ouija boards. So I've searched the web for more creepy Ouija board stories. Plus, guys, we have a ghostly listener story. So I haven't read it yet. I skimmed through it the other day and saw keywords like the subject title of the email. It said homemade Ouija board story. Now, I am not a detective, but I'm thinking this might be a paranormal story. Yeah. So, y'all know a bitch gets excited when you guys send me your stories. I legit, it's my favorite thing. Oh my God. Because it means that you guys are digging me. You know what I'm saying? And you want to join in on the silly and even the creepy with me. So, yay us. So, stay tuned to hear our listener story. That's going to be great. And this is going to be a special one because it's coming from another amazing podcast. One of the hosts of the show who has who had a paranormal experience is sharing something with us. So this is going to be fun. That sounds creepy. Okay. So before we get started, per the usual, I need to beg you guys for some reviews on Apple Podcasts. Pretty, pretty, please, with a cherry on top. If you have an Apple device or an Apple Podcast account, do me a huge favor and show your girl some support for this podcast by leaving a 5-star rating and a written review on Apple Podcasts. What this does is it helps put my podcast into the algorithm and it helps others find me. If you have left me a review already, thank you so motherfucking much. And from the wise words of either Stacy or Aaron from the I Said Goddamn podcast, those bitches sound exactly alike, so I don't know who says this. But I appreciate you motherfuckers, you know what I'm saying? Those bitches are wise. Also, pro silly listeners, for those of you who are listening to my older episodes, you can always share your opinion no matter how old the episode is. That's why I created the Twitter account for this podcast, so you can discuss anything that you want at any time. And you can follow this podcast at It's Pro Silly. And also be sure to check out the It's Pro Silly Instagram page as well for any photos pertaining to this podcast and some future podcasts and past podcasts and podcasts. Okay. I think I've gotten that out of me now. And I got started on the IG, on our IG page, but so far we have 76 followers on Instagram, and we've got 53 followers on Twitter. So I would like to think that at least half of these people are listening and they're loving it. So, yay us. Also, don't forget, if you want to join in on the silly verbally, you can always leave me a message or text my Google Voice number as well. 805-664-1828. The number is down below in the show notes. So what do you say we get down to business? Okay, so let's get into these Ouija board stories. Yeah, you guys like the ambiance. We got the fire lit. We got bugs making sounds. We got animals around us. Just turn off the lights, put on your headphones, and let's get creepy. Was that weird? It was. Okay. So I looked around on the interweb, and I found some crazy Ouija board stories that will definitely give you chills. Okay, so let's go ahead and dig into it. So this is our first one. One of my friends found a Ouija board in her attic. When we started messing around with it and asked who we were speaking to, it spelled out Gemma Jane. My friend had been adopted, so she didn't really know her biological family. But we found out later that her biological mother's mother died that morning, and her name was Gemma Jane Parham. Well, goddamn, the Ouija board spelled out the same name as her friend's grandmother's name. And what's insane is that she never really knew her biological family, which I kind of have that in common. I was also adopted, but recently I have come across one of my biological sisters, and we've been trying to get to know each other, but that's another podcast, another day. Now, it doesn't, if that doesn't make you believe, I don't know what will. I mean, it's not like Gemma Jane is a very popular name, at least not where I'm from. I mean, the only Gemma I know is from the show Sons of Anarchy, one of the dopest shows ever made. So let's just, I'll fight you about that. Okay, so let's check out the next story. I played with a Ouija board several times many years ago. Got mainly dark and scary replies with names we didn't know. One claimed to be my uncle, though. We started to do the Ouija board all the time, every day with a homemade Ouija board. A few weeks later, I was in a club, saw a friend I hadn't seen for maybe 2 years from across the room. He literally came running over to me with a strange look on his face. He said, I can't believe it's you. I have something strange to tell you. But you have to listen to me, okay? Before I could answer him, he went on. I went to see a reader. She told me that she had a message for a friend of mine, a woman. She said your name. She said to tell you to stop playing with the Ouija board because you're going to get hurt and you're going to get burnt. Does that make any sense to you? I was speechless and really scared. I don't know if that was for real or how else that could have happened, but I sure as hell never touched that Ouija board again. What the entire fuck? Man, I would have lost my goddamn mind if that happened to me. What? I mean, what do you do if someone you haven't seen in years told you that they saw a psychic who mentioned your name and warned you to stop fucking around with the Ouija board, which you were doing a lot? I was shit right then and there. There's really nothing else left to do but shit and stop messing with Ouija boards. Also, in the beginning, he said that the spirit claimed to be his uncle, and then he clearly felt more comfortable and continued to use a Ouija board. But when using those boards, you could invite literally anything to communicate, and sometimes demons will pretend to be anyone, even children. And the board was homemade, meaning you're putting yourself into it just by making it, which can make it twice as dangerous. I don't know, man, that's insane. All right, let's check out story number three. I started playing with Ouija boards when I was a child and have experienced paranormal phenomena ever since. My grandfather, on my dad's side, died before I was born. He and my dad were estranged, so my dad never spoke of him or had pictures of him around. One day, I began seeing and talking to a person named Michael. I didn't find out later, but Michael was my grandfather's name. Finally, my parents sat me down and showed me a picture of the man that I had never seen and asked me if I knew who it was. I told them it was Michael and that he was with us right then and there. Wow. Okay. That's crazy. I mean, not as creepy as the last one, but not every Ouija board story is menacing. You know, I want to... Okay, I want to point something out here. He mentioned that he played with Ouija board as a kid, but he's still having paranormal experiences. Remember what I just said? Remember what I said? That, you know, the shit can follow you, bro. And that's another thing. That's another thing that people don't talk about when using Ouija boards. You may not experience something right away, but when something can attach itself to you just from using it, that is scary. And you never truly know exactly what has attached itself to you. And that's where the what the fuck creepy kind of feel comes in. Okay. So let's go ahead and check out this next one. My great aunt has never married. And when I asked why, my dad told me the story. Apparently, when she was 16, she had a pretty serious boyfriend. When she used a Ouija board, she asked if they would get married, and it said no. She asked if they would break up. It said no. She asked if one of them would die, and it said yes. And when she asked which one of them it would be, it said goodbye. A week later, he was in a wood chipper accident at the mill where he worked and died as a result. Wow. So this biddy asked her Ouija board if her boyfriend and her were going to get married. And it was like, nah. And then she was like, oh, we going to break up? And it was like, nah. And then it was like, oh, okay. So does that mean one of us is going to die? It's like, yeah. Well, which one? And then it said goodbye. And then her boyfriend dies a week later. Well, clearly it wasn't her who passed, but goddamn. See, this is the shit I'm talking about. Okay. Not a lot of people realize that there are some people who used to use Ouija boards at one point to find out their futures. Okay. And if you listen to my last podcast episode about Ouija boards, I did this like this past January. It was entitled Insane Ouija Board Stories and More. Now, my buddy and fellow podcaster, Wesley Roberts from the OD podcast, he joined us and we discussed a little bit of history with the Ouija board, you know, in more depth as well as some stories here. You definitely want to take a listen. But for it to pretty much tell her that her boyfriend is going to die is beyond terrifying. I don't know about you guys, but I don't want to know my future. No, thank you. Okay. I don't want to know anyone else's future either. That's just, no. Okay. Some things, in my opinion, are best left unknown.
Are you into the secret histories of exorcisms, Christmas massacres, killdozers, and concert disasters?
How about haunted mansions, the Philadelphia experiment, the Dorm of Death, or candy corn?
Then you're gonna love Ghost Town, a hilarious and sometimes not so hilarious twice weekly podcast.
On Wednesdays, we discuss the secret history of an abandoned, unexplored, haunted, or mysterious place from anywhere in the world.
And on Fridays, we cover an amazing historical failure from any time in history.
Ghost Town is 100% safe and legal. We guarantee it.
It's also fun, spooky, and can contain a riot,
a massacre,
a murder,
or an arch deluxe.
I'm Rebecca Lieb.
I'm Jason Horton.
And this is Ghost Town. And you can find Ghost Town wherever you listen to podcasts.
Oh, man, I don't know about you guys, but I'm really enjoying this podcast episode. It is amazeballs. I am creepily enjoying myself. If you guys like the sound effects with the campfire and the crickets and the... That's supposed to be a coyote or a wolf. I don't think I did very well with either. Leave me alone, okay? I never said I can make animal sounds. But if you're digging it, please let me know, you know, via our Twitter page. That's like the probably the quickest way, at It's Pro Silly. Or you can let me know on our Instagram page at It's Pro Silly as well. I also have an email, itsprofessionallysilly@gmail.com. I don't know why I'm talking like that. Are you guys, you know, you can give me a call. My number's down in the show notes. I sound like an ex-girlfriend who cannot take a hint. You just call me or tweet me or you can email me. I'm available anytime. It's cool. I'm not like stalking anyone yet. Okay. All right. I'm just kidding, guys. Let's go ahead and get back to scaring the shit out of each other, you know? And boo! Did I scare you? I scared the shit out of you, didn't I? Yeah, I couldn't help myself. I couldn't help myself. I record this by myself, okay? So I gotta at least every now and then in my heart feel like I've terrified the shit out of you. Even if this episode wasn't scary to you, I'm hoping that moment right there, you were like, oh, that fucking bitch. She got me, y'all. She got me. All right, so let's go on to our next story. My girlfriend told me this story about an experience she had with the Ouija board while in high school. Sometime in 1986, she had a friend named Johnny who was suffering from CF and some other debilitating illness, who had recently been hospitalized as a result. Both she and her friend Shelley visited Johnny regularly in hopes of keeping his spirits up for a quick recovery. One night, after visiting Johnny, they were at Shelley's and they decided to try out a Ouija board. After a while, they started communicating with a spirit who seemed to know a lot about them that it really shouldn't. After some anal, lame teenage questions about boys and the general questions one would expect teenage girls to ask, my girlfriend decided to ask about Johnny and his condition. The board quickly spelled out 24, June, 1987. Johnny won't have to worry anymore. And then it went to goodbye. My girlfriend and Shelley were so convinced that the board was giving them a date for recovery that they actually wrote the message down and sealed it in an envelope. The following year, on June 24th, it turned out that Johnny indeed no longer needed to worry about his condition. It was the day he died. Holy shit. First of all, my bad for forgetting how to read, because whoever wrote this, they're definitely from like Europe, because of the way that they wrote the date. It says 24 first and then June. And it said that before too, because, you know, here in America, we do the month, the date, and then the year. But here's the day, the date, the month, and the year. And it just threw me the fuck off and I forgot how to read. I was like, 24? But yeah, that's really fucking creepy, you know, because I might find out shit that you don't want to know when you're using a Ouija board. And it's crazy that whoever or whatever knew the date of his death. That's insane. Hell, probably knows their death dates too when you think about it, and that alone is horrifying. Oh, and by the way, I looked it up. CF stands for cystic fibrosis, according to the internet. I googled the word CF and then illness, and that's what I got. But Jesus, that story is wild. You know, can you just imagine? Like, I mean, first of all, you should never ask a Ouija board any questions about futures that involve illness or death or people you care about, because you could find out some information that you're not ready to find out, and it can be life altering and life changing. And also, you're gonna shit on yourself. There's no way you don't. You're gonna shit on yourself. and it's going to be gross. Oh, man. So we've got another story here. Let me see here. Ah, here it is. Okay. We were hanging out in a friend's dorm room and busted out the Ouija board. There were a few of us who had used them before, and a few of who hadn't. Son of a bitch. Let me start that over. You know what? Elevator music, because all this grammar is wrong as fuck. I will be right back. Okay, we're back. Let me tell you something. I found this story off of Reddit, so the grammatical errors were redonkulous. All right, so let me set the scene. It's dark. All of us are together, surrounded by the glimmer of red and yellow as it dances across our skin. Under the night sky, stars above us. The only light besides the fire that we have to comfort us in this dark, dark, creepy location. And then we all get bit by mosquitoes. Yeah, I fucking don't like being outside. Bugs make it worse. What? All right, so let's go on to this. We were hanging out in a friend's dorm room and busted out the Ouija board. There were a few of us who had used them before, and a few of us who hadn't. But we were actually kind of quite skeptical as well. It was about 11 p.m. and the communication with the board was going quite well. Gary, one of the skeptics, kept calling bullshit to the whole thing. We convinced him to sit on the floor with us and to give it a shot. His first question, is this for real or just a bunch of bullshit? The planchet zipped to no. Fine, he says, still not believing it. Prove it. No sooner had he finished that statement when the lights in the room flickered and the building's fire alarm went off. This freaked us all out and we left the room to follow the fire alarm procedures. About 20 minutes later, campus safety said that it was a false alarm and let all of us back into the dorms. When we arrived back up to our friend's room, the Ouija board was gone. No one took it with us, and the room was left locked. See, this, I cannot. Y'all see what happens? Do you see this? Okay. That spirit or spirits were powerful enough to set off a fire alarm to an entire building. What the fuck? Let me tell you something, okay? Spirits live for skeptics. Think about it. Think about this, okay? What if someone kept saying you didn't exist and you were bullshit and they didn't believe in you, okay? You probably be pissed off and want to prove that you exist too. Am I wrong? I mean, it makes sense to me. This is all logical. Okay, because you have to understand, spirits were once people as well. They live off emotion. You know what I'm saying? So y'all look, okay? All right, skeptics, y'all can be assholes if you want to, but when a demon attaches to your soul, don't be coming to my podcast emailing me talking about some Amber, I made a mistake. I warned you. Also, where the fuck did the Ouija board go? Because that shit was weird as fuck, too. Let's point that out. He went back to his dorm room. Ouija board was gone. Nah, son. So, yeah, they fucking went the wrong one. Oh, good Lord, baby Jesus. Okay. Are you guys ready for our surprise listener story? I know I am. Ooh, that sounded like I was about to have sex with everybody here. Are you guys ready for our surprise listener story? Take off your pants. Let's relax. Okay. I don't know why I'm so awkward. Okay. So let me tell you why I'm excited. This is coming from Willie, the man who has had almost 4,000 different beers and has been to over 150 breweries. One of the hosts of the Grand Rapidians Play Video Games podcast. I hope I didn't say that wrong. Is it Rapidians? Rapidians? Listen, they live in the Grand Rapids area. Ooh, Rapidian. No, I said it right. I always say it wrong. And I listen to their podcast all the time. What's wrong with me? Okay. If you've never heard of their podcast, that's ridiculous, because you've listened to my podcast. You've heard their trailer many times on this show, and you it's probably in this episode as well. So pay attention, fools. But make sure you do check them out, because they are awesome. I haven't read the email that Willie sent me, just the subject title and who signed the email. As you guys know, I like to read listener stories with all of you for the first time, you know, so we get to experience it together for the first time. And I love that. So let's get down to brass tacks. Is that the right saying? It sounds weird. Brass tacks, brass. Yes. Well, you know what? Whatever. Let's dig into this email. Remember, guys, I have not read this email yet. So hopefully Willie has graced us with amazing grammar and use punctuation, so I know when to pause. If not, Willie, I fucking love you anyway, man. All right, let's do this. Hi, Amber. I've got a little spooky story for you. I swear it's true. First off, he's starting this email already fantastically, okay? First of all, he spelled my name right, which is, I'm just kidding. Amber is not a very difficult name to spell, but I'll correct sometimes. You'd be surprised how many times I get called Amanda or April because it starts with an A. How do you still fuck that up? Moving on. I've got a little spooky story for you. I swear it's true. Back when I was in high school, I used to hang out with a group of misfits and stoners. Who didn't? I still do, honestly. Sorry. All right. Back when I was in high school, I used to hang out with a group of misfits and stoners. One night while hanging out bored, we thought it might be fun to play with a Ouija board. None of us had one, so we decided to make our own. We just took a large piece of cardboard and made some circles. We wrote out yes, no, hello, goodbye, and a couple of other things in the inner circles. Then we had the alphabet in the outer circle. Then a couple of girls helping draw it out put a bunch of symbols on the outside of it. There were some Wiccan symbols, some zodiac symbols, and some that I didn't recognize. Could have been made up, or could have been from something else that I don't know. We also made a planchette out of cardboard and some pins. That night, we used it in my room, and it seemed to work pretty well, eerily well. We talked to some being that claimed to be a ghost of a dead person, and also claimed to be a demon. I wasn't convinced that it wasn't one of the other peeps touching the planchette, moving it to where it was going. But when the demon talk started, everyone seemed a little freaked out, and we went straight to goodbye and put it away. No one would admit to moving it, but we were still convinced someone was. But not enough to play again in my house. But then a few weeks later, one night, we all had some beers. I love this guy. We all had some beers and a tank full of gas. And in one of our cars, one of us had the great idea to take a road trip across town with our doobies, our drinks, and our homemade Ouija board to an abandoned house near the airport. Okay, Willie, you're doing a lot of things wrong here, friend. Okay? One, you're fucking with Ouija boards, and then you're doing it inebriated, which is also not a good idea. It lessens your defenses and makes you more susceptible to bad shit happening to all of you. Second, in the doobies, were there indicas? We talking hybrid, sativa? Do you remember? It's really important for me because I'm super into weed. Okay, next point. As I said before, creating your own Ouija board is not a good idea, especially if you don't know what the fuck you're doing. And he mentioned many times he ain't know half those symbols. They're teenagers at this point, you know. Like, you're putting your energy into something that you created. Not a good idea. All right, y'all. Let's go ahead and get back to the story. So they're at an abandoned house with a Ouija board and an airport with weed and booze. This is going to get great. So with no common sense, five of us all load into someone's big Delta 88 and we go off to a house that's been empty for over a decade. We get there and find a way in. I think the bottom half of the back screen door was busted out and the main back door opened. We brought in some drinks and a few flashlights and the Ouija board. Two guys wanted to explore the house, see what they could find, while two girls and I were more interested in playing with the Ouija board that we hadn't touched since the day we made it. Okay, Willie, another mistake you made here. You were alone with two girls and all you did was play with the Ouija board? Bruh. That was one of those moments that you had that you didn't even realize. Disappointed in you, Willie.
Disappointed in you, man. This could have been a different story. Had you just...
I'm just playing. All right.
Such an asshole. Oh, my God. Okay. So I'll go ahead and read that back.
Two guys wanted to explore the house, see what they could find, while two girls and I were more interested in playing with the Ouija board that we hadn't touched since the day we made it. There wasn't much inside. Most everything had been either moved out or stolen. There was a little bit of furniture left, all of it vandalized and moldy. The windows were broken out and boarded over. The guys took two of our three flashlights and went up the stairs to explore, while the three of us stayed downstairs in the living room to test out the spirit board. We had one of those big old standard flashlights that takes 2D batteries. It was dark out so that, and our lighters were our only light. Okay, I see what he's trying to say. It was dark out, so that and our lighters were the only light that we had. Got you. My fault. We set up the board on the ground and laid the big flashlight on the carpet next to it, pointing at it so we could see what it would say. As soon as the three of us touched our homemade planchette, it started moving. It started moving fast. It was doing circles, figure eights, zigzagging all over the board. It was moving so fast that we couldn't tell what it was spelling out. This time, in this house, it was going past the alphabet to various random symbols way more than it had in my room. But then the scariest part. The guys upstairs had only been up there a couple of minutes. They started back down the steps because there were holes in the floor and they didn't want to fall through and get hurt. As soon as they started down the steps, when they said something to us, the flashlight that was sitting on the floor, pointing at the Ouija board, started rolling in circles. Not just down a slope and back and forth. It started doing complete 360s over and over. It wasn't slow either. In this dirty carpet, the flashlight was making a complete circle about every second, moving by itself while the Ouija board planchette was going crazy, zooming around the board. We said, "Let's get the fuck out of here," and took off. We left the board there, and I think the flashlight also. We may even have left our drinks behind. That was the last time I messed with the Ouija board. Hope you enjoyed this story. Have a good day. Willie W. from GRPVG. What the fuck, Willie? See, okay. He mentioned that the planchette, and that's usually the thing that people all touch, you know, in order for the spirits to use your energy to move it around towards letters and stuff. But he said that it was doing circles and figured eights and zigzags. And usually when it's doing that and it's moving so quickly, that's a demonic presence. That's an evil presence. That's not like a regular ghost that you're dealing with. You're dealing with something demonic, and you very well could have been dealing with Zozo. He is the Ouija board demon. And you were in an abandoned place. There's no telling what happened in that place before you went there. There's no telling what kind of energy got sucked up in those walls.
or what other portals could have already been opened before you got there, or what portals you may have opened while being there. So definitely don't go back to that fucking place, because you've made it even more dangerous than it was before you got there. Jesus Christ. Now, Willie, I am interested to know if you can send me another email or even tweet me, you know, at SproSilly on the Twitter account. But when you said this was in high school, have you experienced any other paranormal experiences since this event? I'm curious to know about that. Holy shit. And also, check in with your friends if you're still in contact with them. You know, have they experienced any other paranormal events since this has happened? Because you're talking about something. It's definitely a demonic entity that you were dealing with. For it to be moving that much, the planchette and the flashlight. Yeah, it was sucking up a lot of fucking energy. A lot of energy. And it may have been more than one spirit and or demon. So you're lucky to be alive. And also, dude, I'm not trying to scare you, but if you have not experienced anything since then, hey, it's never too late. You could down the line. Holy shit. I have no words.
Hello. Check out our podcast, Grand Rapidians Play Video Games.
Every episode, we review a beer,
talk about games we play,
and recommend a podcast or something else.
I'm Willie. I'm not your normal beer snob. I've been to more than 150 different breweries, but I always keep Hams in the fridge.
I'm Ginger, and I am in the first Guinness World Record Book video game edition on the Tetris page.
I'm Simon, and I can usually kick their butt in most video games.
We drink while we record.
Fuck yes, we do.
Find us wherever you find podcasts and enjoy.
If there is anything that you can take from this podcast episode, it's Ouija boards are not fucking toys. Okay? Homemade or otherwise. Don't fuck with them. Professionally silly life rules, y'all. Leave that shit. Just leave it behind, okay? Just leave it be. You hear? Leave it be. I remember I was doing some research for these stories, and I came across a photograph. I don't know if I saved it. I gotta see if I can find it again, and I'll put it up on the Instagram page. But this lady made Ouija board fingernails. Like I don't understand. I don't understand. Okay, so this... This episode was fun and creepy as hell. Shout out to some of my fave sites for some of the creepy stories that we found for the Ouija board stories. Reddit, cosmopolitan.com, castleofchaos.com, and womenofgrace.com. Also, shout out, motherfucking shout out to Grand Rapidians Play Video Games Podcast for their story. Well, technically, Willie's story. But make sure that you guys check them out. They are too much motherfucking fun. You just heard their podcast trailer. I'm almost positive that they were drunk while recording that, and I can only hope that's what that was, because I love listening to people drink, and I like drinking with them. It is a hobby of mine. It's called happy hour. I enjoy it. Plus, you know, they talk about video games, and they also discuss other amazing podcasts that they come across. So you can learn something. There may be a new podcast that you haven't heard of yet, and you can take a listen to them. Have a good time. Have a few drinks, have a few laughs, talk video games and podcasts. So it's a lot of fucking fun. Also, give yourselves a pat on the back and pretend it's from me. Thank you guys so much for listening. If you're new here, I hope you enjoyed yourself. If you are a returning listener, I appreciate you motherfuckers. Thank you again, Aaron and Stacy from the I Said Goddamn podcast. I'll go ahead and include that trailer in this episode too, so you can hear it, so you understand why the fuck I love them so much. Definitely check out that podcast as well. I Said Goddamn podcast. Okay, so do me a favor and share this podcast with your friends, your family, your coworkers, anyone you can think of. Help a sister get her podcast out there to people
who don't know that they love me yet. See? Look at that. If you're looking to support a Black creator, dun dun dun, you have found one. I am right here. Oh, hey guys, we have a new review on Apple Podcasts. Yay! I don't know why I sang it or rapped it like that. I don't know. I was just dope as fuck. I can't wait to share it with you. Okay, so it's coming from Jerry Berry. Okay, and Jerry says, I'm going to make sure that my throat is clear so we can hear those words of praise. Jerry gave us 5 stars and it's titled, So Exciting. So, I mean, so far, we're off to a really good start. 5 stars with So Exciting. And I forgot to mention, it is that So Exciting comment is followed by an exclamation point. So, I don't want to toot my own horn, but beep, beep, motherfucker, get out of my way. Okay, anyways, Jerry says, whether I'm listening to you on a podcast or watching your videos, you make it so fun and make me feel like we're hanging out with a friend. You are hilarious and so real. I love you and your content. Stay strong, love.
Man, see y'all over here. All up inside of my emotions and shit. Ooh, Cherry, I love you, bro. I love you, man. Thank you. I'm being extra, but I really do appreciate it. Thank you so much. And there is another review that we got, but I'll read that one next week because I don't get that many of them. So I like to spread them out to make it seem like I got a bunch of them. Yeah. But you know what, Jerry? We are all homies right now. And you are. You're hanging out with a friend listening to this podcast because we are. We homies. We cool. You know what I'm saying? So thank you so much for listening to this podcast and watching my YouTube channel. It means the world to me. You have no idea. If you want to be like Jerry and support a bitch on all fronts, audibly and visually, make sure you check out my YouTube channel. It is also called Professionally Silly and it's a lot of fucking fun. It's actually, I don't tend to touch on the same topics as I do here. It's not like it's a podcast channel. You're not going to see me talking into a microphone from what you're listening to right now. It's a completely different thing and it's a lot of fun. So yeah. Oh, and in other news, I am going to be starting another YouTube channel called Paranormal Blacktivity, where I will be venturing off to abandoned and haunted locations. Yeah, I'm going to take my black ass and do this, because to be honest, how many black paranormal investigators do you guys know? Now, how many lesbian black paranormal investigators do you guys know? Yeah, not many. So I'm hoping to make this a thing. Also, guys, don't forget, if you have any stories that you want to share on this podcast, be sure to email them to me at itsprofessionallysilly@gmail.com. It can be about literally whatever you want. So send it to me. I cover a lot of topics on this podcast. There's always time and room for your awesomeness. Plus, you can be anonymous if you like to. Just let me know in your email. Make sure you, once again, you follow this podcast on Instagram and Twitter at itsprosilly, itspro, and then the word silly. If you enjoy this episode or any other ones, don't forget to leave me a review on Apple Podcasts, or you can let me know on the It's Pro Silly Twitter account. Either way. So check out the information in the show notes for my social media stuff, my YouTube and all that stuff, but the podcast IG and the podcast Twitter. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Oh, hell. Plus, a bitch just downloaded Voicy. Yeah, I'm not going to put that down there yet. I'm enjoying that. So, you know, your girl's about to make some music too. Ow. But once again, I'm your audible boo thing, Amber Smiles Jones. And thank you so much for listening to the Professionally Silly Station here on Anchor FM, where I take my silliness seriously. Feel free to call in about any episode of the Professionally Silly Station that you've heard. You know, I'm sharing through the Anchor app, or you can call/text my Google Voice number for a chance to be featured on my podcast, 805-664-1828. Until next time, my loves, watch where you step, because there are pieces of shit everywhere. Yeah. Anywho, take a listen to this dope-ass podcast that I love, the I Said Goddamn podcast promo.
Thank you. Hey, true crime listeners, check out our podcast, I Said Goddamn. We're a true crime comedy podcast hosted by two besties who like to share messed up cases that make you say goddamn. Every Sunday, we try to one-up each other's story by sharing a horrific case the other has never heard of. Along the way, we splash in some wildly inappropriate jokes and colorful language. Listen every Sunday from any of your favorite podcast directories. Also, follow us on Twitter at ISGD Podcast or visit our website, isgdpodcast.com.